அபூத் பச்சாரிகா பக்ஷ்மாணி விஷ்ணு அஹனி உபே ஷ்ரூஜிம்ப பரமேஸ்தி திஷ்ணியம் ஆபோஷ்யாலு ரச ஏவா ஜீவா ஜ்வரக்ஷிணி சக்ஷுரபுத் பதங்கா பக்ஷ்மாணி விஷ்ணுர்ஹனி உபேச்சா தத்ப்ருவிஜிம்ப பரமேஸ்தி திஷ்ணியம் அபோஷ்யதாலு ரச ஏவ ஜீவா ஜியோர் அக்ஷினி சக்ஷுர் அபூத் பதங்கா பக்ஷ்மாணி விஷ்ணோர் அஹனி உபேச்சா தத்ப்ருவிஜிம்ப பரமேஸ்தி திஷ்ணியம் அபோஷ்யதாலு ரச ஏவ ஜீவா ஜாயோர் அக்ஷினி சக்ஷு அபூத் பிரசங்கா அஹி விஷ்ணு அஹனி விபூச்சா தத்புவிஜிம்ப பரமேஸ்தி திஷ்ணியம் அபோஷ்யதாலு ரச ஏவ ஜீவா சக்ஷுரபூத் பதங்கா பக்ஷ்மாணி விஷ்ணோர் அஹனி உபேச்சா தத்ப்ருவிஜிம்ப பரமேஸ்தி திஷ்ணியம் அபோஷ்யதாலு ரச ஏவ ஜீவா ஜ்வரக்ஷிணி சக்ஷு அபூத் பதங்கா பக்ஷ்மாணி விஷ்ணோர் அஹனி உபேச்சா தத்ப்ருவிஜிம்ப பரமேஸ்தி திஷ்ணியம் அபோஷ்யதாலு ரச ஏவ ஜீவா. Ladies, Jvarakshini Chakshura Bhut Patanga Ani Vishnur Ani Ubecha Tadbru Vijimba Paramesti Dishnyam அபோஷ்யதாலு ரச ஏவ ஜீவா. யோ தி ஸ்பியர் ஆஃப் அவுட்டர் ஸ்பேஸ், அக்ஷினி தி ஐபால்ஸ், சக்ஷு அபாய்ஸ் சென்சஸ், அபூத் இட் சோ பிகேம், பதங்கா தி சன், பக்ஷ்மாணி ஐலிட்ஸ், Vishnu of the Personality of Godhead, Sri Vishnu, Ahani, day and night, Ube, both, Cha, and, Tat, his, Ru, eyebrows, Vijimba, movement, Parameshti, the Supreme Being, Brahma, Dishnyam, post, apa, Varuna, the director of water. Asya, his. Talu, palate. Rasa, juice. Eva, certainly. Jiva, the tongue. Translation. The sphere of the outer space constitutes his eye pits, and the eyeball is the sun as the power of seeing. His eyelids are both the day and night, and in the movements of his eyebrows, the Brahma and other supreme personalities reside. His palate is the director of water, Varuna, and the juice or essence of everything is his tongue. Purport. To the common sense, the description in this verse appears to be somewhat contradictory because sometimes the sun has been described as the eyeball and sometimes as the outer space sphere. But there is no room for common sense in the injunctions of the Shastras. We must accept the description of the Shastras and concentrate more on the form of the Virat Rupa than on common sense. Common sense is always imperfect, whereas the description of the Shastras is always perfect and complete. If there is any incongruity, it is due to our imperfection and not the Shastras. That is the method of approaching Vedic wisdom. Om Agyana Chimirandasya Kananjana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swa Padantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sajjadatam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitam Cha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavari Paschacha Desa Tarane Mancha Kalpatru Vischa Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Trishe Namaha Panchatatmakam Krishna Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhaktabhataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Akanta Radha Kanta Namoskite Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Garim Tatkripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurundina Tarane. This is not easy to comment on because it's inconceivable. Krishna is inconceivable. The universal form is described, and it's not an eternal form of Krishna. It's meant for the neophytes to somehow think of the Supreme Lord as a person with a body, and that when we look at the material world, can remind us of Krishna. If we see the sun, okay, that's the eyes of the Lord. The sun and the moon are another place. The sun and the moon are the eyes. And the mountains are the bones, and the rivers are the veins, and the ocean, all these different things. So that when we see the mountain, we can, that's the bones of the Lord's backbone or something. And the clouds are the, can't remember, but there's many, many, many descriptions. So that's the idea. Of course, Krishna showed some kind of universal form to Arjuna is a little different. He showed to Advaita Acharya also, Lord Chaitanya showed. The idea is that everything is there. The universe is just another body of the Lord, and it comes to life when Krishna enters. It's like we have this body, but it's actually dead. We worry about dying, but the body is dead anyway. But because of the soul, it's animate, it's activated, it looks like it's alive, but it's not. As soon as the soul is gone, but nowadays, Krishna says, we were reading chapter 15 last month, you know, the foolish, they cannot understand how the soul is going from one body to another. I remember once I was distributing books in America, and I was talking to one doctor. He was a very proud, puffed up doctor. I think he was a gynecologist. So he told me, there's no soul. I've cut so many bodies, I never saw one. I give life, he said, because he delivers babies. I give life. Because Prabhupada's question always was, you know, what's the difference between the living body and the dead body? Then the same day, actually, I met a girl, a farm girl. And I asked her, what's the difference between the dead body and the living body? Well, the soul is gone. You know, she knew. She hadn't read Bhagavad Gita or anything, but she's a Christian. She knows there's a soul and it gives life in the body. But these very advanced materialists, they don't know that. They don't know that the deity is Krishna. It's a statue. Prabhupada said, you don't think that we're wasting so much money worshipping a chunk of stone or metal? Throughout history, throughout all the world, you know. But it has to be an authorized form of the Lord. And the universal form is described a few places. The actual form of Krishna throughout the Bhagavatam is described again and again. The form of Vishnu and the color and the way his hair is and his jewelry and his lips and his eyes and his fingernails and toenails. Everything is described. But that's the real form. That's the actual form of the Lord. That's what we're interested in. But we need to know about... We had one new boy in Africa, and he got on the internet something, you know, and then he didn't come around for a while, and then talked to him. He said, well, you know, why do we have to worship all these incarnations? Why can't we just go to Radha and Krishna right away? We don't have to worship all the incarnations, but it's Krishna. It's, you know, we want to know about Krishna. We want to know everything that Krishna does. Especially since we're, you know, very much caught up in the material world and in the material energy. We're very small, you know, compared to Krishna. Devotee asked something like, how can a devotee thinking I'm small, I'm no, you know, the pure devotee saying, he's thinking in terms of soul is 1/10,000th the tip of a hair. And the tip of a hair really has no measurement. So it's very small compared to anything. So therefore a devotee remains very, very humble. When we're identifying with the body, we might think my body is big, I need my space. Different people have different concepts. Like you see in Western countries where we're very bodily conscious, we need a lot of space. Families in America, the wife, the husband, the two children all have their own car to go to the same place. because they want their space. They have to have their music and their temperature and their privacy. So, but I was at Govardhan one time and I had to get back to, and I jumped in one of those tempos. And there was about 25 people in there. And nobody felt crowded. I was like, these third posses, they didn't feel like it's crowded or uncomfortable. And I got influenced by them and I felt very comfortable also, even though we were just packed in there, you know, on top, on hanging. So it's a different consciousness. I was thinking they're thinking of the soul. The soul is very small, you know. Body takes up all this space. But it's not us. This universal form is not Krishna. It's a way to think of Krishna, a way to remember Krishna. So this chapter goes into many descriptions of all the different elements and how they're part of this gigantic body, which is the universe. So in one sense, Krishna does come in. He comes in as a time factor, and then all these elements start to interact. In the beginning, we have the Mahatattva, and then there's, before the time factor comes in, nothing happens. It's just there, just elements. Then the time factor comes in, and the sun is rising and setting, and then all these things are happening, and then all the different creatures come alive, and everything is happening. That's because Krishna is there. Time I am. So this body, when Krishna comes in, then it grows. Then it dwindles and then it vanishes. We have to leave. At some point we have to leave. But the most amazing thing is most people, according to Yudhisthira, they even know Ahani, Ahani, Bhutani, Ahuryad, Yamalaya, everyone is going to Yamaraj, everyone is going to the death. No matter how far back you look in history, everyone has died. But we're living like we're never going to die. People think it can't happen, it won't happen to me. Some people literally really believe that. There's one billionaire, somebody, Silicon Valley, I guess, he thinks he's going to live forever. He takes 80 supplements every day, a special diet, exercise. He's got a whole room full of all these machines. He says, I have no plan for dying. Nobody has a plan for dying. A few people, suicide, they plan. In Japan, they have suicide chat rooms. You know, they plan. But that's like rare and some, you know, disease condition. Everyone thinks they're going to live. Not everyone's trying that hard. But the anti-aging is a very big business. Right? I was at the dentist yesterday, so he had this another chair, pink. I said, what's that? Oh, that's the one for the hair transplants and the Botox and all this stuff. And now the dentists are doing all that also. Cosmetic dentistry, okay, make you have a smile. But then everything else. People, they think, you know, I don't want to be old. I don't want to die. Doctor, please give me a few more days. But when the time comes, it comes. So intelligent people are preparing, you know, by taking the spiritual life. Prahlad Maharaj's friends, they were children, come on. We're supposed to play, you know, what do you want to talk about God? So he explained, you know, we only live so long, so much is sleeping, so much is eating, so much is this. There's not that much time. So start young. Start now. Whatever age you are, though, start now. Prepare. Live right, and then you can die right. If we're in this lifetime we're trying to remember Krishna as much as possible, then at the time of death, no matter what incapacitated we become, Prabhupada said, Krishna in the heart, he'll make sure you remember him, because he won't forget you. But if we're whole life, we're just planning sense gratification, at the time of death, we'll be just crying because we can't have the sense gratification. The devotee will be crying because he feels like he didn't achieve Krishna. Like Madhavendra Puri, he was very invalid and being, you know, no physical ability to do anything. And he was praying, Mathura, Mathura, I've never attained Mathura. My life is wasted. Mathura means Krishna. And he had one so-called disciple, Ramachandra Puri. Ramachandra Puri had somehow got some bad association, become like kind of a Mayavadi. And he overheard his guru, you know, crying out, Krishna. And he said, why are you crying for a place in the material world? You should be thinking of Brahman at the time of death. So Madhavendra Puri said, get away from me. If I see you at the time of death, I'll never get Krishna. And then he became a super fault finder and dedicated his life to criticizing devotees. Even Lord Chaitanya. This can happen. The other one, Ishwar Puri, he was serving, cleaning up, taking care of everything, and he got the blessing to become the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya. You have to please the guru. Nartam Das Thakur, he was accused by the brahmanas of a sudra who was deviating from Vedic culture because he was initiating brahmanas. They were on their own. They wanted initiation. After hearing him preach, they realized, you know, Vaishnavism. So when he was at the end of his life, we can read his bhajans, so much lamentation for Krishna. So much, you know, crying. You know, and especially the one we sing at the Vaishnav departures. You know, where have they gone? Where is all my... And so some of the caste Brahmins, they were criticizing him to his disciples. Just see, because of his offense, now he's just crying out for his friends. And he's not thinking of Brahman. And then his disciples were so distressed, they begged him, because he was on the funeral pyre. And he sat up and started preaching, you know. And then these criticizers surrendered to him. But they were thinking, you know, why is he just crying for his friends? But his friends was Advaita and Lord Chaitanya and all that. He was crying out for Krishna. Separation from devotees. That's what we want. So we want association with devotees, so that our friendship is devotees and our family are devotees, so that all these things that we'd be normally attached to are related to Krishna. Then that person is guaranteed, you know, stick with Krishna. Chant every day the holy name. Follow the regulative principles. Understand that all these elements, you know, they're Krishna's inferior energy. The material nature, that they're doing so many so-called wonderful things, but they're not really very wonderful, they're valuable. I think India now, they supposedly went to the moon or something. Big deal, right? But Prabhupada, he said many things. We won't get into that, but he said, even if they did go, what is the use of it? I saw, I went my sister lives in Florida, and when I went to visit her, they didn't know what to do with me, you know, as a devotee, so they took me to Cape Kennedy. So they have the museum there, and they had a little case. These are moon rocks. They are exactly the same as earth rocks. But we have learned so much about collecting rocks from other planets. So it was worth it to get these. All right? So even if they got them from them, what value except they put them in show off? But you can't live there. You have to change bodies. Prabhupada wrote that book, Easy Journey, and someone asked him, can I come back? You know, because the Easy Journey shows you have to change bodies, then you can go to other planet. The Prabhupada said, no, you can't come back. He said, then I don't want to go. I want my back to my home. We want to go back to home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada used that term over and over again. He made it the title of his magazine. I asked one no-fall person once, can you remember something that you never knew? And he said, yes. Then I don't know that my understanding... He wasn't a native English speaker, so maybe there was some confusion, but you can't forget what you never knew, nor can you remember something you never knew. You can learn something. You cannot know something, but you can't forget what you never knew. And we've forgotten Krishna. We fallen souls, paying most heavy illusions tolls, you know. But the spiritual master saved us. Prabhupada wrote that brilliant poem, you know. Absolute ascension, thou hast proved. The Supreme Lord has senses. He is thinking, feeling, and willing. Seeing and hearing and smelling. When darshan means Krishna is seeing me. We don't see Krishna. You know, we see something, but we're not actually seeing. You know, we're not that pure. It's possible to really see Krishna and converse with the deity. Many incidences, but Krishna is seeing us. So when he likes to see us decorated properly and dancing and singing, and that because that's the spiritual world we're practicing. In the Goloka, there's no walking, only dancing, no singing, no talking, only singing. But it's all about Krishna. That's our, you know, real life. Those who are very fortunate, whoever would come to the temple or tune in online or whatever, to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam is very rare, but it's expanding by Lord Chaitanya's mercy because devotees take the trouble to expand it, to try to reach out, to chant the holy name, to make temples. It's not easy to maintain a temple and grow a temple, but it happens. I came to this temple in the very beginning of its conception one time. This was the only room, I think. They had something downstairs. Dark, dingy ashram. And there was a Sunday feast, about 25 devotees. But, you know, by just focusing on serving the devotees and chanting the holy name, the Krishna is pleased and everything happens. I was in Juhu right after it opened. Same thing. All the devotees, there was about 5 or 6 Indian devotees. Everyone else was foreign. Maybe 30 altogether. Hardly anybody was coming, even the evening aarti. Few old people from the neighborhood. Now you can't even move in the temple room at the noon aarti even. But it took time because devotees just, you know, prayed and served Krishna. And when you serve Krishna, he reciprocates. And we inform everybody Krishna, you know, chant the holy name. Harinama, Harinama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. We can, there's so much difficulty in the world, but it's nothing new, wars, pestilence, corruption, it's always been there. Demons running governments, you know, people being exploited. But it's, and now it's Kali Yuga, so it's all more and more, more quarreling. But there's only one hope for it, is the holy name. Kaler dosha nide raja, and the Kali is an ocean of trouble, dosha, fault. But hasti eka mahadgunan, one very great quality is there. So Kali Yuga is glorified and praised by sages. Because kirtanadeva krishnasya, simply by the kirtan of Krishna, you can get the topmost liberation. In previous ages, it wasn't so easy. But we had to chant, you know, as much as possible. It should be all the time. But Krishna is very, if you chant regularly every day, you accept it as Nityam Bhagavata Seva. We hear the Bhagavatam class. Prabhupada translated, it says Nityam Bhagavata Seva, serving the Bhagavat. And Prabhupada translated it, attending the class on Srimad Bhagavatam. That's just 1 hour, but, you know, it's accepted as Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, if you do it every day. Chant every day. And gradually we'll chant all the time. Krishna will help us. And so, just by this kirtanadeva krishnasya, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we are interested in the universal form because it can help us to remember Krishna. Real form. This form. Shamsundar, or Gauranga, is Krishna. His original form. Arjuna saw the universal form. He really saw it. And he didn't like it. He got bewildered. His friendship with Krishna turned into awe and reverence and fear. And then he snapped out of it and said, Krishna, please, you know, let me see you again, you know. And then Krishna showed forearms. And then he showed two arms. On the battlefield, he was sometimes two arms, sometimes four. But the original form is Govinda Adi Purush, Tamaham Vacha. Adi Purush. So we're very, very blessed that he's come, and giving us a chance to serve. Special mercy of the deity form. And the more we can serve him, the more nice things we can offer, the more, you know, we can be happy. And we can reduce our propensity to decorate our own bodies. Right? Bombay is famous for gold shops, right? Dubai, so many advertisements, gold. Decorate your body. Yeah. It's still a dead body. In America, they decorate the literally dead body without a soul. They decorate it so much. It's a very expensive process. With cosmetics and haircuts and, you know, so many things. And new clothes. And then they say, oh, she looks so peaceful and happy. But if you decorate Krishna's body, it enhances, the jewels on Krishna enhance the beauty of the jewels. Krishna's beauty is so much more. But still, Mother Yasoda decorated with jewels. So we think more and more how to make garlands for Krishna. See, these ladies here, they're very artistic. They make such beautiful garlands. They're thinking of decorating Krishna. Somebody's designing clothes, making clothes, and festivals so that everyone can see Krishna and be overwhelmed by his beauty and start to think of Krishna as the most beautiful person instead of the ever-changing most beautiful woman in the world or the most beautiful man, right? In America now, they don't even say the most beautiful woman. They say the sexiest. It's Kali Yuga, the sexiest man. But no one stays that for very many years. There's always a new one coming. And Krishna is always the most beautiful. He's ever young and ever beautiful, never aging. And the holy name is... Someone asked me in New York, we had the Harinam every day. He said, don't you have any other songs? I said, yeah, we have a lot of songs. This is the best one. And he said, yeah, I like this one. Because they stand there listening, but usually they don't want to talk to anybody. I just like the music. Okay, please stay. Please listen. You know, because it's all attractive. So we can chant all day long. And you get more and more nectar from it. So if anybody wants to make a comment or a question, I think we have a few minutes, I don't know. Do we? 9:02:04. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Hare Hare. All glories to all the assembled devotees. Dhanyavad.
Thank you, Maharaj, for your wonderful presentation. So let us thank His Holiness Kavi Chandra Maharaj by three times loudly chanting Hari Bol. So Maharaj is here for next 3 days, and on Sunday also he will give Srimad Bhagavatam.